Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 8th. Guess what? General Motors has announced that they will adopt the North American Charging Standard plug for EVs in the North American market. What was once called the Tesla plug is on its way to becoming exactly what they changed namesake means. When Tesla announced last year that they were opening up their proprietary connector to try and make it the standard, at Electric, we thought it was too late. However, Ford recently announced with very big news that they would be the first ones to implement it on their vehicles, and now GM is the second big domino. It very well can take over the American market. GM CEO Mary Barra said that the first vehicles with the plug will come in 2025, and like Ford, General Motors EVs will have access to the supercharger network from Tesla starting in 2024 with the use of an adapter. Tesla is planning to produce 375,000 Cybertrucks per year and have a release candidate by late August, according to communications sent to suppliers. Recently, Elon Musk gave Cybertruck production volume estimates around 250,000 to 500,000 units per year. And now, through communications sent to suppliers about what they're calling Project Everest, Tesla has asked them to plan to meet a base production volume of 375,000. Now, Tesla is planning to have its first Cybertruck release candidates at the end of August. Based on current timeline, the official start of production is planned for early October. This points to Tesla's delivery event being only for employees and Tesla insiders, like it was for the launch of the Model Y. Tesla is rumored to be planning a more than $4.5 billion factory around Valencia, Spain. Now, according to local news report, the government confirmed that they are negotiating with a automaker for a potential large investment in the region, but they did not confirm which automaker is behind the project. The local news is confident it's Tesla, but the publication references an electric vehicle factory. They also compared Volkswagen's recently announced battery factory, also in Valencia. What we do know for certain is that Tesla does need to announce some factory locations soon if they want to stick to their goal of having an annual production capacity of 20 million vehicles. A new factory in Europe makes sense after Tesla achieved volume production with the Model Y at Gigafactory Berlin. There's still room for Tesla to grow at this plant, but the automaker has been in the habit of building multiple factories simultaneously, and it needs about six more to get to their goal. GM's top manufacturing executive, Gerald Johnson, told Automotive News in a recent interview that the company looks to use its existing manufacturing network as it converts to its lineup of electric. The automaker does not plan to close or open any new plants. During the announcement, Phil Klein, General Motors Vice President of North America Manufacturing, said, quote, Factory Zero will serve as GM's flagship assembly plant in our journey to an all-electric future. Now, that factory will make the Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra, and of course, the existing Hummer EVs. After ending production of the Chevy Bolt later this year, the Orion assembly plant will support the Ultium platform in the future. At its Spring Hill, Tennessee facility, GM is building the electric Lyriq from Cadillac as it phases out gas models. GM also invested nearly $500 million into its Marion Metal assembly plant to prepare for the all-electric future. Ford has shared an update on their journey to scale the super popular F-150 Lightning. The automaker has bolstered production of the XLT trim in particular, and the wait times are under 4 months. This is great news considering the success of the program. Ford's F-150 Lightning initial production run was sold out for years, and the XLT trim was emerging as the crowd favorite. Ford is now prioritizing this version. With a starting MSRP of $64,474, the XLT qualifies for the federal tax credit, which I'm guessing is going to be a main driver. American EV startup Lucid is beginning preparations to enter the Chinese market. They started with new talent, chiefly a fellow named Zhu Jiang. Zhu, who previously served as vice president at NIO, also led Ford's Chinese Mustang Mach-E rollout and held positions at BMW and Jidu Auto. He will be responsible for Lucid's EV operations in China. It'll be interesting to see how Lucid sells in the Middle Kingdom. With the Lucid Air Pure starting at $87,400 and the top model, Sapphire, selling for $249,000, there really isn't a whole lot of competition within that price range. Leaders from several automakers have noted that buyers in China are no longer interested in just branding or styling. They are showing more concern with new tech, new software, and a new experience. In today's community comment found on YouTube, EVs and LSX says, now, the president doesn't lie. Well, you know what? Just for the fun of it, I would like to see the president congratulate Ford and General Motors on coming together for a charging standard that serves the American people, a show of solidarity with the growing industry and progress of the American energy revolution. Yep, a good thing that they did that, leading the way as usual. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.